2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, Utah. This is Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us today. You know, on this show, we get to talk about anything and everything real estate related. We have probably too much fun. We have to excuse Lindsay because, of course, she's working with President Biden. And, you know, that trumps the real estate show today, unfortunately. But we're happy to be here. And today I brought one of my awesome friends, Kelly Hamlin. She is with Summit Sotheby's International Real Estate. And Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
This is your first time ever. This is awesome.
Yes.
Yes. So you are one of the top real estate agents in the state of Utah. And I just want to start off just introducing you.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been in real estate for a really long time. I think I got my license first in my home state of Illinois in 1994.
Awesome.
I'd love to tell you I was in elementary school, but it's been a while.
You're like 29.
Yeah. There you go. And then I moved to California, and I was a broker there in the Brentwood, Beverly Hills area for a number of years, and now I'm here in Utah.
Amazing. Yes. So how was that?
It's awesome. I mean, Utah is a beautiful state. I didn't realize that so many people are going to be flooding here during the pandemic, but it's been great.
Yeah. So in Beverly Hills, that's a lot different market than Utah.
A little bit different.
But you seem to work really well with high-end clients.
I do. You know, that really set the stage for me in Brentwood, California. So it's funny because when I compare the market there, when I came to Utah, I was expecting a little slower pace, but I started in the pandemic. So it's been exactly like the frenzy it was in California.
That's amazing.
So I just kind of kept going.
Just kept going. Yep. I love that so much. So you really service the Park City area, the Salt Lake area, and the Silicon Slopes area.
I do. Yes.
Tell us a little bit about Park City and selling real estate there.
Well, I mean, Park City is really growing. Have you been out there in a while?
I am in Park City all the time. Some of my most fun clients are out-of-state clients that are building vacation homes, which is really fun and unique.
Yes, there's a lot going on in Park City. I'm sure people have heard of the newest ski resort that's going in. People call it either Axtell Mountain or the Mayflower Resort. It's the newest ski resort since 1981, so this is pretty exciting. It's over 6,000 acres of total terrain. So it's huge. They expect to have 43 acres of skiable terrain, 3,200 foot vertical drop, 15 new chairlifts. They also have two areas that I think people should really focus on, and that's Velvaire, which is a residential wellness community conceptualized by Magleby Development, which is, you know, I'm sure you've heard of Magleby, 45-year old best-in-class construction company, and they're based right here in Utah.
Right.
So they're doing Velvaire, and they'll have 115 residences. 35 of those are custom home sites. 68 of them are paired residences. And then you have 12 cabins.
Wow.
And then the other one is Marcella, which is 141 custom home sites, which will be gated. And they are ski in, ski out. They joined with Tiger Woods. I'm sure you've heard of the new golf course going on.
Absolutely. So cool.
So many great things are happening. And then you have the whole Jordan now that's being developed as well. I mean, I think it's hard for those people that have been in Park City for a really long time to see it grow that much. But growth is coming, and it's here.
So. It's here, and it's exciting. And I think the word is out. You know, Utah's known for
the best skiing, the greatest snow on earth.
Exactly.
And it continues to do that. You know, this last winter, we can all attest, it was incredible.
It was crazy. I had a home up in the Colony. I have a listing up there that had literally 14 feet of snow on the roof.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And roofs were collapsing, I heard.
No, ours did well, but yes, we've heard that too.
Yeah, it's terrible. You know, blessings and curses with the weather in Utah. What I love most about Utah is just the four seasons. Not only is the winter fantastic, but the summer is great. We have the mountain bikers, the hikers, you know, the arches down south. And like you said, Park City, it's easy to sell real estate in Park City because everyone wants to be there.
Yeah, it is. People buy, you know, the thing is people buy for the winter, but they stay for the summer.
It's true.
It's so true.
I love that. Yeah. Okay. So tell me about maybe some of your favorite homes you've worked on lately. I know we've worked on homes together. We've staged homes. We'll talk a little bit more about that in another segment, but tell us, you know, what's your favorite?
Well, there's one going up in Red Cloud, 47redcloud.com. And that's a Talisker, you know, club home, and it is over 11,000 square feet. It's been done by Keller Luxury Homes, Greg Young. He's an amazing builder.
Amazing.
I mean, have you seen some of his work?
I've actually done quite a few parade homes with him and also other homes.
Yeah, they're a great group, guys. And Greg is very specific and very detailed, so nothing gets past him. But he joined with Anne-Marie Barton from AMB Design, and it's really... When we have our reveal, I'll have to have you come out. It's breathtaking.
It's beautiful. Yes. And it's expensive.
Very expensive.
Very expensive.
Yes, it was list price was $22,700,000.
Only $22 million. Yeah, you know, yeah, it's a bargain.
A little bit of change.
Yeah, but so fun to see these type of homes coming into Utah. And the crazy thing is the money's out there.
It is. And, you know, it's really fun to see the architectural changes, too. I know I don't know how people feel about contemporary, but I think there's really being a gelling between that mountain contemporary feel. Mm-hmm. I think they were starting to do a lot of the California white, and that really didn't go well.
Didn't go well in Utah.
So the mountain contemporary is back, and I think it's really strong.
Yeah. I always call it mountain modern.
Mountain modern, yes.
Yeah. But mountain contemporary, you know, any of that.
Right.
It's just clean lines. But it's warm and cozy.
Warm. Yes.
And comfortable and relaxed.
Exactly.
So it's not fussy. It's not dressy. It's just we're tired and we want to come home.
Exactly.
And enjoy our lives.
And bringing the outdoors. You know, one of the reasons why we live in Utah is because of the outdoors. And so bringing that outdoor space into your home is really important.
I love that. And earth tones, right? Mm-hmm. Just very, very comfortable. And the lots of textures.
Yes.
Which I think is amazing. Okay, shifting gears, Kelly, let's talk a little bit about the Utah market. Stats say that there are less homes that are coming on the market, which is driving or sustaining the pricing for those listings. How are sales being a real estate agent?
So let's talk about the Wasatch Front. There's only 1.5 months of current inventory. So that's really not a lot. And I don't know if you're seeing this, but I'm definitely seeing this, that people do not want a tired home. Yeah. They want plug and play.
Yeah.
They either want a newly remodeled home or they want something that is new construction that's maybe 2 or 3 months out.
Yeah.
So prepping your home for sale is so important.
I think so too. And a lot of these people just don't have the time to do a fixer-upper.
Well, with costs, you know, it's construction costs are 35%. Higher since the pandemic. So it's more expensive to build or to remodel. So, you know, when they walk into a home and they say, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, it automatically checks them out.
Right. Well, and people at that price point just are very successful business people.
Well, you have that too. I mean, obviously there's some that just want it done, right?
They just want it done. And I think a lot of times in my industry, being in the furniture and interior design business, I've worked with clients that want the blenders, they want the coffee machines, they want the silverware in the drawer so they can just show up with their clothes.
Oh, absolutely. In Park City, I mean, most of the homes go fully furnished.
I think so too. Yeah. So I love that about Utah. The word is out. Not only is it great to be a resident, to be a homeowner in Utah because the property values continue to increase, but it's also great to invest in Utah. I know a lot of these investors are investing specifically in St. George, all you St. George listeners right now, you know, good on you. There's Airbnbs. People are renting things out, not only on a nightly basis, mm-hmm. but a monthly basis. You know, they're leasing things for years, specifically in Park City. I have a lot of clients that are building homes and they're currently leasing a home in preparation just so they can be close to the job site.
Absolutely.
Which is great. They're selling their California home, their Hawaii home, their Texas home, so that they can be here, which is so much fun, you guys.
Well, we're just a fun state.
Utah really is the fun state. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today we have Kelly Hamlin with Summit Sotheby's International Realty. Not only dealing with Park City, but you also do a lot of business in Salt Lake City and Silicon Slopes. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the KSL Real Estate Show. I am Heather Osmond, the owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We're missing Lindsay today. I know the President of the United States, President Biden, came into town this week, so she's a little busy with all of that stuff. But we missed you, Lindsay, and we'll see you next week. I have to say, though, I'm kind of a little excited because we have Kelly Hamlin. She works for Summit Sotheby's International Realty. And the company that she works for is one of the top realty companies in the state of Utah. Kelly Hamlin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
How's it going, girl?
Good.
You're so much fun. I've had the opportunity to work with Kelly on several different projects, and it's always been positive. You're incredible. You're so organized. I love your style. I love the clients that you work with.
Thank
Kelly,
you.
You're just so classy.
I love my clients too.
They're the best. Kelly, let's talk a little bit about some of the staging that we've done for your projects. Specifically, one in the Colony was memorable and an incredible home. It was a really tired home, just a little outdated, and we fixed it up.
Yes. I mean, I think they had a very specific style and that doesn't appeal to everyone, obviously. And so we needed to have a fresh look. And I was so grateful that you came in and they didn't want to spend a lot of money. And you know, it's hard when you approach a seller to spend X amount on staging because you can do the whole home or you can do what I call a fluff, which I'm so grateful that they were open to doing a fluff. And you did an amazing job. I mean, it really went from night to day. I mean, it was a bright. It's a very structurally beautiful home. So, you know, we wanted to capture that. And it's floor-to-ceiling windows. I mean, it needed that freshness. And so I think you did a great job. And I think it was so important because, as you know, prepping your home for those photography and videography sessions is so important because the first time that buyer is going to see that home is in a picture or in a video. And you either get to first base or you strike out.
Right.
It's just that simple. And right. So we really need those videos and photos to look fabulous.
I think so, too. And I think when you have a 10-year, 20-year, 30-year home that's in the price point that you're talking about, they really do need updating. A lot of times the furniture is looking tired. It's outdated. Mm-hmm. Specifically, those Park City homes, they really had that cabin log type Western feel.
Sure.
And so getting rid of those beds, those log beds and the tired looking cushions on the sectional and, you know, the cow hides and all of that good stuff, pulling those out and putting in more updated mountain modern fresh feel really does update that home that quickly.
It does. And that's what the buyers are looking for. I mean, it doesn't matter your style as a seller. You know, you have to prep your home to what's going on in today's market with the buyers that are out today. And what they're looking at, you know, is fresh and new and updated. So you just have to follow.
You have to follow. And there's a reason why builders spend so much money on furnishing model homes.
Exactly.
Even in new construction at any price point, you know, even those starter homes, they need to be furnished because it feels
better
right.
in every way.
Yeah.
Carpet, paint, hardwood floors. A lot of people are just pulling out their carpet.
Right.
And they're putting hardwood floors in with rugs.
Even in the lower level. Absolutely.
In every price point, which I think is fantastic. Bedding is another thing that, mm-hmm. you know, if your bedding looks tired, if it's flat, it just needs updating. We need the fluffy down
comforters.
You want
comforters. That bed to just run into. Yeah.
And it really does create this ambiance in the home. The smells, the feel, all of that. And again, like we talked about in the previous episode, bringing those earth tones in, bringing the outside in. Park City specifically, we're talking about today because I've done so much work with you mm-hmm. in that area, but it really is setting the trend for not only all of that area, Heber, but it's also, you know, coming into Salt Lake City, mm-hmm. Utah County, St. George. Everything is becoming
right.
more of that mountain modern. People are just tired of the fussiness. They're tired of the clutter and they just want, you know, simple statement pieces
right.
that that are easy to maintain.
Exactly.
I think yeah. so. Okay. So, Kelly, we're talking a little bit about things people can do on the interior. Let's maybe make some suggestions on things people can do on the exterior. As a real estate agent, you know, what's your list?
Well, I'm really hard on my sellers because, again, that, you know, we're prepping that home for that first second that buyer is going to be looking at those photos and videography. So, you know, exterior, I mean, I think it's important to get a landscaper out there to prune those trees, to, you know, just really go through the yard and make sure it looks pristine. I mean, that's the most important is the curb appeal is everything.
It really is these days. And like you're saying, you know, people first look at it online. Second, they drive by the home. I'm sure you've had this experience where you drive up and the client says, I don't even want to look at this home.
Right. Exactly.
And you know, the seller spent so much time cleaning and prepping and you just feel obligated to go look, right? Because you don't want to hurt people's feelings or waste people's time. But it really can make or break the sell of your home.
It can. And even just messy garages. I mean, or garages that don't have the floor sealed. That's a big just downer for buyers.
Yeah. And we're talking about those epoxy floors, yes. right? It's a huge selling point
it really
for
is.
Men. They
get
have
everything.
To have a killer garage.
Yeah, it really is. Even for women, there's something... You know, even if it's a date, if it's an older home, when you walk into a garage that has epoxy floor and nothing's on the floor, everything's put away where it should be and it's clean, it feels like a new home.
Yeah. What do you tell your sellers? I know you're hard on them. Sometimes that conversation can be brutal.
Well, I mean, I think it just goes down to what would you like to get out of this home in appreciation? And, you know, if they have a certain dollar amount in mind, there are certain steps they really need to take in order to get that. If you cut corners, it's going to cut corners on your price.
I think so too. And I think investing just a little bit into your home really can be a great investment because you will sell your home for more money and in a shorter amount of time,
Absolutely.
Which is your goal. Today, you're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I am Heather Osmond, the owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We have Kelly Hamlin on the show with us today. She is one of the top real estate agents in the state of Utah. She works at Summit Sotheby's International Realty, which services the Park City, Salt Lake, and Silicon Slopes locations. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, Utah. This is Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. We love having you here. We have so much fun. I've been doing this show for just a little over 3 years, and I can't believe it. You know, someone pinch me. Today, we're missing Lindsay Ayres, my co-host. You know, she's working with all the stuff with the President of the United States coming in this past week, so she gets a pass today, but we sure miss her, and she'll be back next week. But I have to tell you, I have a great guest on the show today. Her name is Kelly Hamlin. She is one of the top real estate agents in the entire state of Utah, and she works at Summit Sotheby's International Realty. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Good. Really good.
Good. You're doing great. If you have missed the previous two episodes, you can definitely check out our podcast there on the KSL website. And it's definitely worth
getting those tips and tricks. We've been giving a lot of really great free information that will help you if you're planning on selling your home, but also if you're a buyer, what to look for. Specifically, we've been talking about Park City, Salt Lake City, and the Silicon Slopes areas, which is kind of what you feature and specialize in, Kelly.
Yes.
Okay, we've been talking specifically about Utah, but today we want to also, you know, talk about what's going on in the nation. And Kelly has some stats that she's been researching. Take it away, Kelly.
So there's 10 takeaways from the Harvard State of the Nation Housing 2023 study. So number one, on an annual basis, home prices rose 2% year over year in February 2023.
Awesome.
I think we're seeing that here. I think Utah had a, what, 37% increase?
Yes, I think we're actually excelling all of these stats as I looked at them. Doing just a little bit better. So the economy in Utah is top five in the nation. So I think that's incredible.
Absolutely. It's a great state. Number two, annual income needed to afford payments on the medium-priced home rose over the past year by 20%.
Wow.
So kind of sorry for our kiddos.
I know. And it really does take two incomes to afford a home these days, even, you know, at any price point, which is, that's the one disappointing step.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Number three, number of homes available for sale remained near historic lows in early 2023. Just 970,000 existing homes were for sale in March 2023, 42% less than March 2019.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely feeling that here in Utah.
I think so too. But, you know, supply and demand, if there's less homes, then that makes the prices go up because there's more competition for the people that are in the market. So even if just overall the prices seem to be going down, that supply and demand sometimes makes that equal out a little bit better.
Yes. Number four, purchases of single family homes by investors declined by 25% year over year in the fourth quarter of 2022, which is good news for the buying for those buying primary homes. So you don't have those competitors that are, you know, moving in against you.
Yeah, we still have a lot, though,
those investors.
I will say. Those investors.
I know it.
Dang it.
Number five, by the first quarter of 2023, rents rose 4.5% annually, just above the 3.6% average annual growth between 2015 and 2019. I think definitely feeling that here in Utah, higher rents.
Sure. I think so too. So if you are an investor, you do own those single family homes. Again, supply and demand, the rents are up, which only benefits that bottom line.
Yes. Number six, the number of U.S. households grew by 1.6 million in 2022, driven by an acceleration in new household formations by younger adults.
So we have a younger population than any other state.
Yes, we do.
Which is incredible. I don't see that stopping. And, you know, we all just seem to stay where we live for the most part. You know, I think the stats definitely prove that as well. So if mom and dad live there, family's there, you know, chances are you probably will stay somewhat close.
Yeah.
At least we hope you will.
They'll come back.
They'll come back at some point.
Yeah. And I think it's really awesome that our home builders in the state of Utah are really stepping up. I mean, the growth out in Harriman, the growth out in, you know, Riverton and
Vineyard is blowing up.
Yeah. I think they're really doing a good job.
I think so too. And if you had to choose between an older home that needs to be a fixer-upper that you're going to have to spend a lot of time and money versus a brand new home, it seems like those brand new homes are beating them out every single day. And the finances, and even with the interest rates rising, those builders are being very creative and helping them not only with basement apartments and other ways that they can supplement that income.
Yeah, you're seeing a lot of builders and even sellers that have the older homes incentivizing buyers with, you know, paying for their closing costs or, you know, portion of their interest rate, you know.
Yeah, so buying down. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's important. Number seven, the number of household, this is an interesting one. The number of householders ages 65 and older grew by nearly 40%. So all those baby boomers between 2012 and 2022 to a whopping 35 million households.
Wow. Do you feel like that price point and that age group, do you think they're downsizing or upsizing? Because like we were just saying, you know, their family's coming back. And so they really do need large great rooms and areas that their family can come and visit.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I think it goes both ways. I mean, I think you get that new empty nester, especially specific to Utah, right?
Yeah.
The early, you know, that early empty nester is definitely thinking about downsizing. But the minute that first child or, you know, adult child gets a girlfriend or boyfriend and they get engaged, they're already looking for that generational home.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. They do step down, but I think the big homes to, you know, get those grandkids in there, they're still in demand.
You know, I'm looking forward to that. I do not have any kids that are married right now. I have two really darling eligible bachelorettes. One is 25, one is 23. And they haven't found that person yet, but they do have friends that are married that are now having kids. And I'm kind of having a little grandbaby envy, you know?
Yeah, so I have three of them.
Oh, you can borrow mine. I'll borrow yours any day. That looks so fun. But I'm already thinking about that. I'm thinking about, you know, when they get married, I need a big dining table that, you know, has leaves in it so I can have those big Thanksgiving dinners and Christmas, you know, events and all the holidays to have everyone come back.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, number eight, homeowners' equity in the U.S. totaled a near record of $31 trillion in the fourth quarter of 2022, up 33% in real terms since the start of the pandemic.
So equity is increasing in every way.
Yes. I mean, you know, even though we're seeing some prices drop a little bit, I think it's important to remember that that seller still has equity in there.
Yeah. I'm really seeing that in the lower income, those starter homes, those track homes, the values of those just seem to be blowing up.
Yeah. I mean, I noticed that with my daughter's home. She bought early 2020 for in the 300s, and now it's priced in the fives.
Yeah.
So even if it dropped a little bit, she's got quite a nice little nest egg there.
Yeah. And I think sometimes you can earn more money in home ownership than you can even working your full-time job.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's always, real estate's always been a safe place to put your money. So long as you're not the investor that's possibly like flipping things or doing something like that in less than 2 years. And if you're really going to buy it and hold on to it, I think it's a smart investment.
I think that's great.
Number nine, the rising cost of land, labor, and building materials. We talked about this, has emerged as a key challenge for home builders and developers. The price of inputs to new residential construction has increased 35% since the start of the pandemic. So we're all feeling that. That's why a lot of buyers just don't want to deal with it.
Right. It's a headache. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people that do build custom homes are really frustrated with subcontractors.
Delays.
Price increases.
Right.
Because a lot of these homes were bid out prior to the pandemic. I mean, especially at this price point. This is, you know, a several year project, and most people have full-time jobs. They have other things they want to be dealing with, and they don't want the headache.
Yeah, it's that plug and play that we talked about.
Yeah, so the spec homes are just flying off the shelf.
They are.
It's awesome.
Yeah. The spec home I had went 6 days.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah, I love that.
Okay, the last one. The number of multifamily starts rose 15.5% to 547,000 units in 2022, the highest level since 1986. Many states are passing sweeping legislation allowing other types of housing on parcels previously zoned exclusively for single-family homes. And I think that just speaks to the affordability of our housing. More people are having to rent and get into those apartments.
Housing affordability is all over the news, especially on KSL, which is where we're recording today. There's a news story or an article almost every single day on a website that's involved some way in Utah. It's something that my kids are dealing with, your kids are dealing with, older people are dealing with, right? They just can't keep up with the cost of inflation. Right. And when you're retired, that's a big, big problem. We definitely want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Central Bank, on this show. They are huge supporters, not only of this show, but also of the state of Utah. They have been in business for over 130 years. They are safe and secure, and they definitely offer all of those residential, the new construction, commercial loans, and they're friends and neighbors. So we'd love to support local. Thank you, Central Bank, for all that you do in this community and for this show. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show I am Heather Osmond, the owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Today we have Kelly Hamlin. She's one of the top real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. And she works at Summit Sotheby's International Realty, which services the Park City, Salt Lake City, and Silicon Slopes areas. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the KSL Real Estate Show. I am Heather Osmond, the owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Welcome back. We always love doing this show. It's always good news on the Real Estate Show here in Utah. And on this Real Estate Show, we get to talk about all of the good things, including tips and tricks for helping buyers and sellers in this amazing market going on. Today, we have Kelly Hamlin with Summit Sotheby's International Realty on the show. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
You too.
So you sell homes all throughout Utah. You are one of the top agents. How does that look for buyers that are interested in hiring you?
Well, I mean, I think a fun fact about me is, you probably don't even know this, Heather, as I've moved 23 times and I've been married 29 years.
What?
So I love to experience different lifestyles. And so I know probably better than most what a buyer really goes through when they're moving, you know, when they're contemplating a move. So I, you know, I think the most important thing a buyer can really focus on is, what does their lifestyle look like? What do they want their lifestyle to look like? Let's not focus on the house just yet. Let's focus on area, because area is where you're going to, you know, thrive and, you know, connect with your community, not the house.
Yes.
And then let's find the house.
Right.
But it's really hard when I have a buyer that's set on the specific house, you know, drawing them back and saying, hey, just hang out a second. Let's look at the area. Let's talk about what you do when you first wake up. Let's talk about what you do for enjoyment and for hobbies and working out, and where do you like to grocery shop? Those are the things that are really important.
Yeah. And in real estate, they always say location, location, location.
Absolutely.
Right. So not only is it just when you live in your home and where you enjoy being, but when you resell, that will be key.
That's important too. Sure. I mean, obviously you want to be happy,
right,
but you also, and a good real estate agent will tell you, you know, this neighborhood appreciates a little bit more than this neighborhood does. They'll have that data for you. And I think that's important to know, so you can make a conscious decision on what you want to do with that.
I think in Utah, it's very important because schools are very important.
Sure.
You know, we have more kids than any other state in the country. So where your kids go to school and how they rank the sports teams, you know, people will move for basketball,
They'll
move for baseball or football or whatever that may be. I think that's really important as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you're a seller, Kelly, how does that look for someone contacting you?
So I think for me, I do a nice even amount of representing buyers and sellers, which I think you can't really be a good listing agent unless you are a good buyer's agent. So for me, you know, when someone's contemplating selling their home, you know, I like to just go out into their own environment, understand their home, what they loved about it, what they don't like about it, and then really start consulting them on how to prep their home, which
right,
can take a couple of months, as we know. It, you know, it really is just as much as them interviewing me as me interviewing them to see, you know, how on board they are to doing some things. It's going to really help them in the long run. I think it's really important that you have an open relationship with anybody that you work with. So sellers need to feel comfortable talking to me, and I need to feel comfortable being honest with them about certain things. And we need to have that open-ended relationship so that we can be a team in selling their home.
Because really, you're only successful if your seller is able to sell their home.
Exactly.
This is a commission basis. So like you said, you need to want to be on their team as much as they want to be on your team. And it needs to be a win-win for both of you.
Exactly.
And sometimes there is money that they need to spend to update their home. And I love that about you, Kelly, is you're not shy about saying it, but you're very professional in your approach. And you and I have had many, many conversations about sellers, and we consult about what we think we can do. And you have people in all different price points. And I love that you can work with them and get them as much money as you can in the shortest amount of time as well, so that they can meet the needs and goals to move to their new home, whether that be in Utah or out of state.
Absolutely.
Love that. Yeah. Okay, so I own the furniture and interior design stores, Osmond Designs, with stores in Lehi and in Orem, and we service the entire Wasatch Front. We do a lot of work in Park City. We do a lot of work in Salt Lake City and in the Silicon Slopes area, not only residential, but also commercial, because I believe that where you live is just as important as where you work. So your work environment needs to be somewhere you enjoy being. Oftentimes people spend more time at work than they even do at home. But when you're done with work, you need to go home and have a restful place where you enjoy being and that you can create memories. Because at the end of the day, you know, life is short.
It is so short.
So short. And I really believe that your home is a reflection of you.
Absolutely.
There's no place like home, right? I think Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz said it best. I'll tell you one more of my favorite quotes, and it is 90% of millionaires made their income and their wealth in real estate. So if you are not a real estate investor, it is time to get busy, right? There's no time like the present. And in Utah, it seems to be all good news most of the time. So, you know, we have our little dips and bumps in the road, but it continues to climb. And I'm so grateful to be born and raised here and watch that and be involved in that and give back to this community. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I am Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. If you need staging for your home, just because you want to stay in your home, we start at $85 per hour and, you know, go up from there. If you need staging for your home, if you're a buyer, you're a seller, you need to prep your home, we're happy to help do that. New buyers also need new furniture and interior design, because most of the furniture they had in their previous home does not work now in their new home. So we can help you with that. We've had Kelly Hamlin with Summit Sotheby's International Realty on the show today. Thank you so much for joining us, Kelly. Your expertise, your wisdom, your fun personality has been fantastic today. And we're sure grateful to have you as a guest.
Well, thanks for having me.
We'll be back next week. Thank you for joining us today. Signing off.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.